It's interesting that Selena Gomez, just on national TV, was shown with her recipient side by side with her donor, her living donor. That's pretty cool.
It's, I mean, amazing. You know, I knew that she had lupus. She's been very open about her battle with lupus over the years. And it turns out her living donor was another actress that was a very good friend of hers. And they have, as far as anyone can tell, both done amazingly well. She actually tweeted a picture of her renal transplant scar. So if anyone's curious as to what that looks like, they can look up Selena Gomez on Twitter and look at the picture. But looks like she's doing well. And it's just another, I mean, she's, I think, 25 years old. You know, this is, it's certainly awful that she has renal failure, but of all the courses of treatment for her, she has the ideal one, which is a kidney transplant, I presume prior to needing dialysis. I don't think that she was on dialysis prior to her transplant.
And that's the beauty of living donation sometimes, is that the patients don't even miss a beat. They get sick, they recognize they have renal disease, but before they really get sick and are on dialysis and in the dialysis center for several hours, three times a week, before any of that ever happens, you know, they have someone who's some noble, generous person in their life who steps forward, and they're able to get a second chance before they even truly had to suffer too deeply with kidney failure.